In 16th century Spain, where women had little voice, Teresa of Avila stood out as a spiritual giant, reforming her Carmelite order, founding 17 new communities, writing 4 books, and challenging countless men and women to grow in the life of prayer. As attested to her by her writings and by her friends and disciples, including John of the Cross, Teresa's own prayer life was perhaps her most important gift to the church. Prayer, she wrote, is nothing but friendly intercourse and frequent solidarity converse with him who we know loves us. O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let nothing disturb you, nothing dismay. All things are possible. God does not change. Psalm 81, verses 13 to 16. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I should soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes. Those who hate the Lord would cringe before him, and their punishment would last forever. But Israel would I feed with the finest wheat, and satisfy him with honey from the rock. Let nothing disturb you, nothing dismay. All things are possible. God does not change. A reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13 to chapter 5, verse 10. It is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak. Because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling, because when we are clothed, we are not found naked. For while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now the one who has fashioned us for this very purpose is God, who has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So we make it our goal to please him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due to us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. Let nothing disturb you, nothing dismay. All things are possible. God does not change. Teresa of Avila said, remember that you have only one soul, that you have only one death to die, and that you only have one life, which is short and has to be lived by you alone, and that there is only one glory, which is eternal. If you do this, there will be many things about which you care nothing. Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. God who speaks. The earth came alive at the sound of your voice. Would you speak to us and make us come alive? Jesus, you alone have the words of eternal life. Holy Spirit, would you intercede for us in our weaknesses and teach us how to pray? We choose to rejoice today in God's majesty, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how your majestic names fills the earth. Your glory is higher than the heavens. You have taught children and infants to tell of your strength, silencing your enemies and all who oppose you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we trust in your unfailing love and believe that you will keep your promises to us. In the quiet, we bring these specific promises to you again, and we ask for you to fulfill your word in our life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we believe in you and your promises, and we give ourselves to you and to your purposes. Would you surround us with your favor so that through us you can accomplish all that you desire? And we take seriously your promise in Proverbs 3, that if we trust in you with all our heart, you will direct our paths. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And in the words that Jesus taught us, we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Purify our hearts, O Lord, to long for the one true thing and be distracted by nothing. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.